أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال لن أرسله معكم حتى تؤتوني موثقا من الله لتأتنني به إلا أن يحاط بكم فلما آتوه موثقهم قال الله على ما نقول وكيل وقال يا بني لا تدخلوا من باب واحد وادخلوا من أبواب متفرقة وما أغني عنكم من الله من شيء إن الحكم إلا لله عليه توكلت وعليه فليتوكل المتوكلون صدق الله العظيم. These are verses 66 and 67 of Surah Yusuf. The brothers came back, and when they opened their belongings, they found that whatever they had taken as a purchase price has been returned by this very noble, very generous king. On the one hand, they've been told that should they not bring their other brother Binyamin with them, then there will be no rations that will be given out to them. They spoke to Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, and Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam made it clear that how can I trust you now when you had done what you had done with Yusuf alayhi salam. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the covenant that Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam had taken with his sons. قَالَ لَنْ أُرْسِلَهُ مَعَكُمْ. Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam said, I will never send Binyamin with you, hatta tu'tuni mawthiqan min Allah, until you give me a solemn pledge in the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, lata'tunnani bihi, that you will certainly bring Binyamin back, illa ayyuhata bikum, but except in the situation where circumstances overpower you. Now this is a very important aspect that Sayyiduna Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam mentions when this pledge is being taken. This is what we call kafalatun nafs. This is a guarantee of a human being that bring this human being back. But obviously there may be circumstances that overpower you, and hence he makes that the exception. فَلَمَّا آتَوْهُ مَوْثِقَهُمْ. When they had made their pledge, when they had given their pledge to Sayyiduna Yaqub alayhi salam, قَالَ اللَّهُ عَلَى مَا نَقُولُ وَكِيلٌ. He said, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is wakil. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the guardian over what we have said now. In other words, now we place everything in the hands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Again, this Nabi of Allah, Sayyiduna Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, he is taking this pledge for the safety of his son, for the son to come back. But even being a Nabi, he has no knowledge of what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has in plan, and how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will unfold the plan of Allah Rabbul Izzat. That is all known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in short and brief, this is what we will do in this world. But obviously the taqdeer of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will take its course. He gives them one word of advice. قَالَ يَا بَنِي. He says, O my sons, لَا تَدْخُلُوا مِنْ بَابٍ وَاحِدٍ. Do not all enter from one entrance of the city. In other words, you are all going to go together. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given the sons of Sayyiduna Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam also great deal of beauty. Allah ta'ala had also made them very impressive persons in their appearance, and hence he makes this he gives them this advice so that there is no jealousy, there is no evil eye that will fall upon them. The first time when they had gone, he had not given them this advice, because in the first time they had gone as unknown entities. Now when they had gone the first time, they had been royal guests of the person that is in charge of everything. Obviously people would come to know who these personalities are. They are going to attract attention. So now do not all of you go from one entrance of the city, because you may attract attention, you may become the target of jealousy of others, of evil eyes, etc. وَدْخُلُوا مِنْ أَبْوَابٍ مُتَفَرِّقًا. However, enter from separate entrances. In other words, scatter yourselves so you will go in unnoticed. Here he gives us the very, very important lesson. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given each human being different types of ni'mats. And sometimes we just flash those ni'mats, sometimes we just show it out and we want to show off. And that is not what the Quran teaches us, that is not what the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam teaches us. Yes, we will use whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us, but let's not show it off, because we ourselves are going to become the target of jealousy of others. وَمَا أُغْنِي عَنْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. And I cannot avail you in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anything. This is the advice I can give you, but that is where I stop. Thereafter, whatever happens, that I cannot stop, that I cannot create any circumstances of your escape from that. But this is the advice that I will give you at this particular time. In الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. After you have done what I have advised you to do, whatever the circumstances be thereafter, you become the target of jealousy, etc., then there is no hukam, there is no command, but the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Man cannot avert anything of that. Alayhi tawakkaltu, upon Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala do I place my trust. In other words, they are now leaving, and now he puts his trust in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wa alayhi falyatawakkalil mutawakkilun, and upon Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala alone, those who have trust will place their trust. And this is the lesson that he gives us, is that the advice we will give, we will do whatever is materially in our control. Thereafter, we place our trust in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.